so much for supporting us tonight in the sky. And dreaming minds in time. And change the way the system of care for teenagers is around this country. Anyway, thank you so, so much.
And me, I just woke up. Literally, somebody just came and woke me up. I was fast asleep, all the way through Elvis Costello. I'm obviously very, very tired. Let's see if I can get my teeth in.
Thank you. How can we ever forget you?
So long without breaks in between songs that I think we've forgotten how to speak. Until it's all over and then we go, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting us with our great work of art and our charity stuff. Thank you. Thank you for coming to, thank you for coming to Nebraska. Nebraska? Where it begins with an end, it's near enough. But now we're learning to talk again, as you can see, it's not working out very well, is it? So we'll get on.
that's never free.
which is the first song we're playing from what we've been playing on this tour, which is one of the lead songs from Quadrophenia Five. In these circumstances, it may feel a little bit different to us. I don't know if it feel any different to you. But the bass solo is normally played on the screen by the deceased late Parrot Johnson. Tonight! Watch out for people. I don't think you can do it.
Outside, 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 outside Thank you.
just for one night. You are the ocean, I am the drop of rain. Wait.
missing, Bella. Gets kissed by the sea. Oh, my love. Big rain. Like the sweat of love. Thank you.
please. Everybody down on stage, our band here. Been traveling with us for the Quadrophenia thing. Led by our music director, Frank Symes, man in the hat. Right here. John Perry on piano. Thank you. On keyboard, Soren Gold. Plus over there, JT Miller and Reggie Grisham. Actually, I should say, JT Miller and Reggie Grisham. I think this is an experience now. On bass, Pino Palladino. On guitar and vocals, my brother, Simon Townsend. And on drums, Zach Stuffin. I'm about 60 or 70 doing Quadrophenia, so it's great to be here in the neighborhood. And as ever, you guys have, I'll leave this bit to Rog, but you guys have come out in force, and I know in force with your checkbooks mainly and your cash. We really, really, really love to see you, love to play for you. Thank you so much for being here.
Memorial Sloan Kettering, thank you for coming on board with adopting the TCA, Team Cancer America, gold standard approval. They have and will have proper standards of care, not medicine. They've got the best medicine. You guys in America, you leave the world standing in medicine. But when it came to teenagers, sadly, some hospitals were getting away with a lot. They said they had adolescent and young adult facilities. But what they meant was they were treating the ages of 13 to 40. And what we're trying to do with Teen Cancer America is to address that issue. I say that a teenager of 13 hasn't got much in common, especially when they've got cancer, with a teenager of, well, not a teenager, a middle-aged 40-year-old. And so what's been happening is that this group, this 13 to 23-year-old group, have been kind of getting forgotten about and hidden, and they kind of don't exist. They get the treatment, but there's no environmental and psychological support for them within the hospital. They get it afterwards, but by then some of the isolation and the kind of psychological damage they go through, this dreadful disease, is already done. So that makes that job harder. You get huge nurse burnout with this age group in particular, because they're kind of more close to that age. So they burn out quicker. This, where we've had experience of doing it in England and Britain for the last 23 years, we've decreased that burnout by an enormous rate, which will save Sloan Kettering a lot of money in the teaching of their nurses. And I suggest to all you medicine people that by isolating this group as 13 to 23, you will be able to refine your medicine that you give them. As most people will tell you, and most hematologists, and all those guys up there doing the shit work, it's shooting in the dark with this disease. And anything that can focus on particular groups, and teenagers get the most aggressive, they get some of the rarest, and they also get, and they suffer from late diagnosis because they're playing football and doing all the things that teenagers do. Oh, you've just bruised yourself, come back in 6 weeks. So they suffer in all those areas, and I'm suggesting that by isolating this group, the medicine will improve, and certainly society will improve, because no one builds a society better than teenagers, especially with technology today. Thank you so much. Yeah, you've been great. Thank you. To go into overtime, everything we've raised will go in overtime.
To the union!
To the union! So we've got to go! Thank you for coming. Good night.